Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Ches, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Zayin Amid Beis Omer Rabbi Lazar. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesuna Batzoru Vashivya. So, on daf Zayin, the Gemara brought a brisa, a machloikis between Rebbe and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel regarding Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar. So, the theme of the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia is Shnayim Oichzim B'Talis. The Braisa discussed Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar. What's the case? Two people walk into Beis Din, a Malva and a Loiva. There's a Shtar that says that the Malva loaned money to the Loiva. The Malva claims that this was a Shtar that was granted to me at the time that I issued this loan. I lost the Shtar, but the Shtar is mine. Nafal mimeni. The Loiva admits that this shtar was a legitimate shtar. However, he's arguing that he already paid down the loan. When he paid down the loan, the malva gave him the shtar back, the nafal mimeni, and it fell from it. They walk into Beis Din, holding on to the shtar together. Says Rebbe, Yiskayim hashtar b'chosam. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said, Yachloiku. After further review, the Gemara said that both Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel agree that the halacha would be, in the best case scenario for the malva, yachloiko. Being that they're both holding on to the shtar, it can't be that the malva would be able to collect more than half the value of the shtar. What then is the machloikis? The machloikis is whether or not this malva is going to have to be mekayim the shtar, or whether he's not going to have to be mekayim the shtar. Meaning, we know midai raisa, if a person has a shtar, it's nasa kemisha nechkura edusim bebezdin, and it's as good of proof that this person is owed money as you can possibly have. Stating that the Rabbanan instituted what we know as kiyum shtaris, and they said that unless we verify the signatures of the shtar, a malva is never able to collect with the shtar. The shaila is, in this case, where the loiva is moida that the shtar is a legitimate shtar, does the malva still have to be mekayim the shtar in order to collect his half, or does he not? Rebbe says, moida b'shtar shekosvu tzorach l'kaymoy, thus yiskayim hashtar b'chaysomav, and then the malva would be able to get his yachloiku. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, moida b'shtar shekosvu ain't tzorach l'kaymoy, and it's for that reason the halacha is going to be yachloiku, even without kiyum shtaris. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a caveat to this machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that was stated by Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar said, machloikis. Now, we just introduced today's daf with the machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. And it certainly feels like Rabbi Lazar's introductory statement of machloikis is a reference to that machloikis. Stating that, Rashi says that's not the case. And if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos is Mishabeach, Rashi's Pshat. He says, I think Rashi said very good that the word machloikis here does not mean a reference back to the machloikis between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but rather the word machloikis is Miloshen Yachloiku. That says, the Yachloiku that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel stated explicitly in the Braisa as it relates to the Shtayim Adukim Mishtar, which, by the way, Rebbe is Moided to. The difference just being that Rebbe holds that in order for there to be a Yachloiku, you'd first have to do Kiyum Shtaris, B'Sheshneim Adukim B'Toyves, B'Sheshneim Adukim B'Toyref. It's talking about where the Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar were both holding on to the Toyves of the Shtar, and they were both holding on to the Toyref of the Shtar. Aval Echad Aduk B'Toyves, Ve'echad Aduk B'Toyref. But if one of the two was holding on to the Toyves and the other one was holding on to the Toyref, Zen Neutel Toyves, Ve'zen Neutel Toyref. He's going to take the Toyves if that's the part of the Shtar that he's holding on to, and he's going to take the Toyref if that's the part of the Shtar that he's holding on to. So a few things. Number one, every Shtar was made up of two components, the Toyves and the Toyref. Going backwards, the Toyref is the Iker part of the Shtar. So that's the top part of the Shtar that has all the pertinent information. The Toyfes is the verbiage that every document is going to have. Now, this is Negeya, Pashup Shad, and the Cheshbon of the Gemara that we are going to learn. Although the Iker of the Shtar is the Toyref, and the Toyfes is just the standard language, but there is a halacha that a Sofer has to repeat in Yonei Shel Shtar on the last line of the Shtar. It's a sugya, Masechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samachay, Rashi, the last Rashi on the Yom, it quotes that Gemara. So that although the Toifis really is not the main part of the Shtar, but there was a Chazara Sashir of the Shtar that was mentioned in the Toifis. In fact, the only difference between the Toirith and the Toifis Lamaisa was with regards to the Zman of the Shtar. The Toirith had all the pertinent information plus the Zman. The Toifis, although we chazer over in Yonei Shel Shtar, but Me'eza Sibe She'iya, they didn't chazer over the Zman. So really the difference between the Toirith and the Toifis from a practical perspective is with regards to the Shtar. So it says Rabbi Loza, the Machloikis, the din yachloiku of the Shtar, that's only true if both are holding on to the Toirif and both are holding on to the Toifis. But if one person is holding on to the Toifis and the other person is holding on to the Toirif, zeh noitel Toifis, v'zeh noitel Toirif. Now, what would be the reason for that? Poshet, it's based on what we saw in yesterday's daf with regards to Shnayim Moichsim Betalis. The Gemara said that although Shnayim Moichsim Betalis, what's the halacha yachloiku b'shvua, but at the same time, zen noitel ad mokim shiyadam agas, v'zen noitel ad mokim shiyadam agas. Ad kidei kach that the Gemara made an akimta in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah doesn't sound like the halacha zen noitel ad mokim shiyadam agas. It must be it's talking about bikarkashto, you're holding on to the fringes, the strings of this talis. But the halacha always is that whatever you're holding on to, you get. It's the shar that's going to be achloiku. So that's really what Rabbi Loza said. He said that if they're both holding on to the toifas, they're both holding on to the toirif, so there's no nafkimina between the chelik that each of the two people are holding on to, so it's going to be a regular machloikis. It's going to be a regular yachloiku. If, however, one's holding on to the toirif, one's holding on to the toifas, it's no different than shnayim oichsim betalis, where zen noitel ad mokim shodam agas, where zen noitel ad mokim shodam agas. Rabbi Yechanan said, lo'oilam chalkin. Rabbi Yechanan said, no, the halacha is always chalkin, which sounds like it's always yachloiku, even if one person is holding on to the toirif and one person is holding on to the toifas. So the Gemara jumps on Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gemara says, is that true? I feel echad achluk betoifas. The echad aduk b'toyrif, meaning you're disagreeing with Rabbi Lazar said, and you hold that even if one person's holding on to the toyrif, one's holding on to the toyrif, it's going to be a regular yachloiku. Vatanya, we learned in the brayes that noitam b'kam shi'odim agas. What we just spoke out, what happened to the halacha of even by shnai moichs and metalos that each person gets what he's holding. So the Gemara says leitzricha. You have to say where Rabbi Yochanan's comment was when he said loilam chalkin was not towards what Rabbi Lazar said. He wasn't coming to argue with Rabbi Lazar, but rather he was coming to say something else. He was discussing a case, the koy toirif be mitzi, where the toirif is in between. In that case, the halacha is going to be, they're going to divide the toirif. Meaning, enochinami, if one person is holding on to the toifis, and one person is holding on to the toirif, zen noitel toifis, zen noitel toirif, that shnai moichsim 101, zen noitel amokim shadam agas, v'zen noitel amokim shadam agas. So what does he mean when he says, la'olam chalkin? He's talking about where the toirif is in the middle. If it's in the middle, it's yachloiku, which, by the way, Rabbi Lazar never argued with. But the Gemara says, yichachi ebazoi mailem meimro. What's the chiddish? Of course, that's the halacha, meaning hashar yachloiku. Why would you think otherwise? So the Gemara says, loy tzricha, you have to say, it's talking about the mikrav lekabe dechad, where the toirif was closer to one of these two people. Ma'adotem, I would have thought, amalei ploy kachi, that you could tell him, divide it in a way where it's going to benefit me. Kamash malon, that you can't do that. The amale, the other person could say, my chaz is the pal gesachi ploy kachi. Mechatesa, you have a right to divide it in this way, I want to divide it in the other way. Meaning, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan was where the Torah was closer to one of these two people. You would have thought that the person who has the Torah closer to him can come with a taina and he could say, Torah is closer to me, so this is the way I want the shtar to be divided. Kamash malon, that this is not something that you have a right to do. Zok digmar. Amalei Rav Achmi difti the Ravin. Rav Achmi difti told Ravin. The Rav Loza, the Amazen noitel toifis v'zen noitel toif. Coin to Rav Loza, that's it. That if you have shnayim adukim b'shtar, zen noitel toifis v'zen noitel toif. And by the way, even though Rav Loza is the one that said it, we just clarified that Rav Yochanan agrees. Meaning, we mentioned what seemed to be a machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, and then we say the Rabbi Lazar, it sounds like as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, but that's not true. Because we just said there's really no machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. They're discussing two different things. Rabbi Lazar is talking about one person's holding on to the toif, the other person's holding on to the toif. Rabbi Yochanan's talking about where the toif is in the middle, it's just closer to one of the two people. But the point is, Rabbi Lazar said, zen noitel toifis, v'zen noitel toif. What's this kasha? Lomale. I don't understand what the loiva is gaining by getting the toifis gaining the Torah. At the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, the only thing he can use it is for the proverbial or the literal, he can use it to cover a tzulchis. I don't know. But there's nothing really that he's going to benefit from. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, the Malv is getting either the Torah for the Teufis. And regardless of whether he gets the Torah for the Teufis, he has in Yonei Shel Shtar, like we spoke at in the introduction. Because even though the Iker part of the Shtar is the Torah, but Tzorech Lachzer Mein Yonei Shel Shtar B'Shtita Achreina. So regardless, the Malv ends up having a Shtar that he can be going with. So you're telling the Leiva, oh, by the way, you also have a Shtar. That's not going to do anything for me. As long as the Malv has the Shtar, the Leiva is Eved Leiva Lish Malva. He's on the hook. He has to make a payment. The only thing is, he has a piece of paper. So whatever you can use a piece of paper for, once upon a time, Latzara Pitzul Chisa, you had to be there to appreciate what that meant. That's what he can use it for. That's the Nakuda over here. That's what we're trying to say. So the loiva can be Latzara Pitzul Chisa. So the Gemara says, Amale, Ravina told Rav Acha Midifti, no. There's a very big difference between having the Teufis and having the Teiref. The difference is Lidme, meaning there's a real momentistic value, and when they make the Achloiku of this Shtar, it's going to spiel Zechois how much money the Malva and the Loiva get, meaning how exactly we do the Achloiku based on who had the Teufis and who had the Teiref, meaning it's more valuable for a malva to be holding on to a tarif than it is for a malva to be holding on to a taifas. And the reason is as follows. The Omar Hachi, Shtar de Ispeh Zman Kama Shavi. A shtar that has a tarif, which means a shtar that has a zman, because we said the only difference really between the tarif and the taifas is the zman. So a shtar that has a zman, how much is it worth? Udalespeh Zman Kama Shavi. And a shtar that doesn't have a zman, such as the taifas, how much is that worth? Bishtar de Ispeh Zman, a shtar that has a zman, Govi Mi Mishah. You could be goyva from the nemechasa mishubadim. The idach loy gavi mimeshavdi, as opposed to a shtar that doesn't have a zman, that you can't be goyva from the nechasa mishubadim. The only time you can be goyva from the chasa mishubadim with a shtar is if there's a zman. If there's no zman, not. And the reason is because when you're goyva from the nechasa mishubadim, you have to know for sure that those nechasim were mishubit to the loan at the time of the loan. If there's no zman on the loan, so it could be you're collecting something that really you have no right to collect. So if you have a shtar that has a zman, and you know for sure that the milva predates the mecher, so then you can go to the meshubadim, otherwise not. But the point is, there is a difference in terms of the value of a shtar that has a zman versus the value of a shtar that doesn't have a zman. Meaning there's a difference between the value of the teiref of the shtar versus the teifas of the shtar. So the way it plays itself out in Rabbi Loza's halach is yav lehech de beinu beini, you're going to give whoever it is that has the teiref, the difference between the value of this milva with the zman versus without the zman, and it's everything else that's ultimately going to be divided. So the point is like this. There's going to be a yachloiku on this shtar. Now, the Gemara didn't even explain yet how this yachloiku is going to work. It's actually maybe going to come as news when we learn the next word of Gemara. But there's going to be a yachloiku. But here's the point. It's not going to be a perfect yachloiku. We're not going to take the value of the shtar, cut it in half, you take half, and you take half. The first thing we're going to determine is who has the teiref, who has the teifas. There's a difference in shavius between the teiref chelik of the shtar and the teifas chelik of the shtar. Whoever has the teiref is going to get that difference, and it's everything else that's going to be divided. So of course there is a very big nafgamina between holding on to the teiref and holding on to the teifas, even from the standpoint of the loiva. What was the kasha? Mamon of shach, the malva has a shtar. Yeah, but does he have a shtar with his man, a teiref, or does he have a shtar without his man, with a teifas? That has a momentistic nafgamina, and that's going to play itself out in this yachloiku. So here the Gemara is going to explain how the ikur yachloiku of the shtar even works. Yachloiku namidam moron. When we say yachloiku with the shtar, lidme, it means we divide the value of the shtar. So the last Tosfos on the Yomid explains what this means, and that is, there's two ways, theoretically, we can divide the shtar. One would be, there's a shtar that says that the loiva owes the malva $1,000. Shnei madukim b'shtar, yachloiku. The Malva, instead of being able to collect $1,000, will only be able to collect $500. Seems like a very reasonable way to go about it. Tosfos says that this Gemara, V'yachloiku nami damar l'dmei, is coming la'afuke there. That's actually not what we're going to do. What we're going to do is, we're going to ask ourselves, if we tried selling this shtar in the secondary market, how much money would we be able to get for this shtar? So you're not going to get $1,000 because you're going to have to sell it at some discount. Someone's going to pay 80 cents on the dollar, 90 cents on the dollar, right? It depends on who the slave is, what its credit worthiness is. But the point is, you're going to get it at some sort of discount. That is the value of the shtar. So we determine what the value of the shtar is. We sell it. We then take the money, and we give it half to the malva, and we give it half to the loiva. So we don't divide the value of the loan. What we divide is the value of the shtar, with taking the teiruf and the teifus into consideration. Again, how do you take that into consideration? You skim that off the top. You put that wherever it applies. The malva has the teiruf, he gets the benefit of it. If the loiva has the teiruf, he gets the benefit of it, and everything else is going to be divided. Now, the Gemara says that this methodology of the achloika with the shtar, meaning not dividing the amount of money for state in the loan, but rather dividing the shavius of the shtar, is something that's a little bit of a chiddush, but I'll prove to you this is the way it works. Is it going to tell me this is not the way it works? What about the equivalent theory of case, the ikur case? The case of the Mishnah, Shnayim Moichsam Metalos, Hochi Nami Depalgi. Are you going to tell me that the way Shnayim Moichsam Metalos works is not this way? Meaning, you don't sell the talis and divide the money. Rather, what would be the other option as it relates to a talis? You cut the talis in half. Afsadua, what are you going to do with a half a talis? Right, a half a talis is worthless. But the Gemara says, holy kasha, that's not a kasha. The chazi liktanim, echetesi. Maybe Shnayim Moichsam Metalos means you actually cut the talis in half. I remember they used to say, what do you do with a half a talis? You can use it to kiss the tzitzis by Baruch Shalman. That's what my Rebbe told me in yeshiva. But either way, maybe you take the talis and you cut it in half. And if what you do with the talis is you cut it in half, so who had in with the shtar? Maybe you cut the value of the shtar. What are you going to do with a halba talis? I don't know. You give it to a small child. He can use a half a talis. But the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you from somewhere. Rava said, "Who is the talis mus heves?" We saw this in yesterday's daf. If the talis was gold, it was Zohav that was woven into it, like these parashiyas, Chokin. So the halach is, there too you make a yachloiku. Hachinami the palgile? What, you're going to tell me you're going to take a talis with all this gold in it and you're going to cut it in half? Ha'afsadua, you're for sure ruining it. The Gemara says, why? Halai kasha, the chazi live name alachim. Find someone who wears a golden atuda and you give him, he has to be small, a child, then you're going to give this to him. So what's the grace? Kasha. It says the Gemara, but I'll prove it to you from somewhere else. We learned in the safe of our Mishnah, which is going to be the topic of the second part of today's daf and of tomorrow's daf. If two people walk into Bezin riding a behemoth, and again they're fighting, this behemoth was an Aveda, Animitzasiya. What's the halacha? Again, it's yachloiku b'shvuah. So you're going to tell me, hachi nami de palgila? You don't sell the animal, divide the money, but rather what you do is you actually cut the animal in half. Ha'afsadua, what are you going to do with a half animal? So the Gemara says, bishlam tahira, bishlam if it's a kosher animal, chazi labasa. No, I mean, a half animal, you can eat half the meat. Elatmeya, but if it's a non-kosher animal, ha'afsadua, you're for sure ruining it. Elalidme. So when the Mishnah says, shnayim roichven agabi behema yachloiku, what does it mean? You don't take the animal, cut it in half, you sell it and divide the money. No, hachi nami ledme. So too, as it relates to shnayim aduk v'shtar, and really as it relates to all the cases of Yachloiku, you don't physically take it and cut it in half. What you do is you sell it, you take the money, and after you take the money, you divide the money into two. So before we go weiter and we start Festa Shnayim Moichsin Shas Sugyo, just one Ha'ara, the Maratzchios on Dav Zayin Omer Aleph, he asks a kashna on the Braisa. Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar Malva Imeshalihu V'Nafal Mimeni Loiv Amar Shalchahu, however, uparaitiv v'nafal mimeni. So Rebbe says yiskay meshtar b'chaysamav. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says yachloiku, and a whole omen and a half of Gemara discussing this machloik is between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Break Rabbi Tzvi Erech Chayes. Everybody knows that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was Rebbe's father. So his kasha is that why is it that Rebbe is mentioned in this beraisa before Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was mentioned? Wouldn't it seem appropriate to mention the father before you mention the son? He adds that al rishonim anu mitzdarin, that there could even be a machloikis between Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. There's a whole halach in Shulchan Aruch whether a son's allowed to argue with his father, and when he does, he has to do it respectfully. It's not so pashut. Beseder. So this is a makar that Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, a father and a son, are arguing. But you would think, mitzat asvara, that you would mention first Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the father, and then afterwards you would mention Rebbe, the son. The truth is, the Maariv Tzchias doesn't quote this, but Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis actually mentioned this braisa in the context of what Reb Tzvi Hershchayes's ha'ara is. It's a shtickle tzarech in Gadol on Reb Tzvi Hershchayes. Tosfos over there was discussing the braisa of Slom Dinarim in the sugi of Helach. Malvoy mechamesh, v'loiva amasholesh. So it was a machloikis Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Reb Yakiva. Reb Shimon ben Elazar oimer, hayo v'hoyde mixes atayni yishavar. Reb Kiva said, ein me'ela meshav aveda, and the halach is, he's potus. If you look 5 lines from the end of the second Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, ein eshbon. V'afal gafter Reb Shimon ben Elazar hayo talmidei shel Rabbi Akiva, says Tosfos, even though Reb Shimon ben Elazar was a talmid Rabbi Akiva, ein lachish masha chaylik imay. Don't worry about the fact that he's arguing with him. It's fine. This is something that's okay. A Rebbe and a Talmud are allowed to argue. Not just that, what Tosfos means to say is ein lachish that he's husker koydim, that he's mentioned first. Because you find this later on, Dav Zayin Amid Aleph. Gabi Shnayim Adukim Bishtar, the Polig Rebbe in Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, of him, that you find that Rebbe and his father are arguing. And Mestamo, what Tosfos means to say, is also Rebbe's mentioned before Reb Shimon Gamliel. So the two ha'aris that I have here in this braisa with Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Reb Yakiva, that why is the Rebbe and the Talmud arguing, and why is the Talmud mentioned before the Rebbe? No, you have it in this braisa, Shnai Madukin Bishar as well. But I'll just tell you one ha'or in the flaw that I saw in the Sefer Yisoid HaMishnah Varichasa from Abruvim Margolis. He references it right here in the Tzutzeyar in Bava Metzia Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, and that is that we mentioned this once, that in Yisoid HaMishnah Varichasa, Rav Ruvim Margolis has a marocha that in almost all cases, whenever there's a Mishnah or a Braisa, whoever's mentioned last, halacha kamoisai. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi and the Balei HaBraisos, they designed it in a way, in an incredibly brilliant way, that whoever the halacha is like should always come out last. And he says, if you know this, you could be poiser kama v'kamachidois. And there's a lot of kashas that Achreinim ask in different places, and they blibe tzarechin on, that you'd be able to answer. One of the things that he says is, ayin bava metziah dav zayin amid aleph, v'ayin hagoyis martzach, shenisha b'tzarechin, why was Rebbe mentioned before Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? L'chura, you would think that Reb Shimon Gamliel is the father, so loy mishpata b'chayre. He should be mentioned first. The Teretz says, because we paskin in this machloik is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and that's why he would have been mentioned second. He said, this is one of the chidois that you could be poise, that you could be miyashiv with this theory. Either way, Zok digamar. Omer Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, soy soy meres. From our Mishnah, you can prove hamagbia mitzia l'chaveiroi kana chaveiroi. That if somebody picks up a mitzia for his friend, his friend could acquire this mitzia that this person picked up for him. So, Rami Bar Chama walks into Beis Medrash and he says a chiddush. We know the halach is zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav ve'ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. If somebody wants to do something good, acquire something on behalf of somebody else, even if the person never asked him, never told him, the rule is zochin la'adam. According to Rav Rishonim, the way Schia works is mitam shlichus. Just like a person can make someone a shlich to do something on his behalf, a person on his own can do something on behalf of someone else, assuming it's a schus, assuming that had the person known, he would have been memanim as a shlich to go ahead and do this thing. Stating that, there was a big machloikis achroinim. It's going to be the topic of the next few dafin, whether we say zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav b'mokim shechav la'achrid, to the extent that I want to do something for you, and it's taka schus for you, but although it's a schus for you, it comes with an invoice to somebody else. Someone else is going to lose out as a result of it. Do we say zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav, or maybe not? The classic application for this is hatoifes l'bal choyv b'mokim shechav la'achrid. It's a sugi in Shtayim Moichsim. It's coming up. Another classic example of this is Rami Bar Chama's halacha. Hamagbia mitzia lechaveira. If somebody picks up a mitzia for his friend, so zochem l'adam shloi b'fanav, he's doing an amazing thing, the tavay al of bracha, for his friend. But all the other people that could have, would have, should have maybe picked up this mitzia, and now they're not going to be able to. Why not? Because it's not hefker anymore. Someone was just zoich in it. So for them, it's really chav lachrini. So Rami Bar Chama said, zoisoy meres. Hamagbia mitzia lechaveiroi. Kona chaveiroi. Now, the big question in the sugya is, Zoysay Meres, where did Rami Bar Chama see this in our Mishnah? So the truth is, the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, and the whole second half of this Amid is going to be discussing the UK, the Rami Bar Chama Mehecha. Where did Rami Bar Chama see in the Mishnah this idea of Hamagbia Mitzia L'Chaver Kana Chaver? But the words of Rami Bar Chama, we need to speak out before we see where Rami Bar Chama saw those words in our Mishnah. Rami Bar Chama saw in the Mishnah of Shnayim Moichsim B'Talis that if two people would find the Talis at the same time and they would pick it up at the same time, each person would be Zoich and half the Talis. And Rami Bar Chama felt that the only way that could be true is if Hamagbia Mitzia L'Chaver Kana Chaver. Now, when the Gemara is going to ask, the Yukad Rami Bar Chama Mehecha, the Kash is going to be, where did Rami Bar Chama see in the Mishnah that if two people find a Talis Bevas Achas and they pick it up Bevas Achas, the Aloch is Yachloiku. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. In the Yachloiku of the Mishnah, it's Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Vezeh Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah. We have no idea what happened. It's Maman Amutu Besafik, Shlo Yehei Kol Echad, Hoylech V'toyche B'Talisa Shal Chaver. But no one ever said that if for sure they picked it up of Azachas, that Allah would be Yachloiku. Gemara is going to talk about this. But Rabbi Bar Chama sees somewhere in the Mishnah this halacha. And that is that if two people see a mitzia, they're magbia it bevas achas, the halacha is each person is kind of half. And if that's the case, zoisay meres, this is proof that a magbia mitzia lechaveiro kana chaveiroi based on zochem la'odam shaloi befanov. And we don't say that you're a toifis of al-choy b'malkam shachav la'achirim with halachas that you don't say skia. Now, how does Rabbi Bar Chama know that? From the fact that if two people find the Mitzvah, they pick it up with Vazachas, Talachas, each one's going to be kind of after. Because if you're going to tell me there might be a Mitzvah, Lechaveri is like Kana Chaveroi, then if two people find the Mitzvah and they pick it up with Vazachas, why is Talachas that each person is kind of half? Teos Zu Kamisha Munachas al Gabi Karka, Vizu Kamisha Munachas al Gabi Karka, Velo Yikna, Loise, Velo Yze. We should say that being that each person really only picked up half of the Beged, even though the entire beged physically was lifted off the ground, or whatever this lost item was. But being that each person really only picked up half, because there's another guy there, so the other person should make it as if his chelek is really on the ground, so that even though I picked up half, but it's not a real hagbah, because the other half is on the ground, and as a result, I shouldn't even be able to be koina half. The only time a person can be koina mitzia is if he makes a kinyan. Your classic kinyan would be hagba. In order for it to be hagba, you'd have to lift the entire aveda off the ground. In this case, two people came together, they lifted it off the ground. We want each person to be zoich in half. You need that, the hagba should be a proper hagba. You'll tell me, there is a proper hagba. Take a look, it's not on the floor, it's someone's holding it. There was a hagba. It's true there's hagba, but I didn't do the whole hagba. I did it together with you. In order for my hagbah to be a proper hagbah, even to be kind of half, you have to have hagbah. I would need that there's a full hagbah. If your hagbah doesn't work for me, that means your chelik clapping me, this is major lumdis, is kemishemunachas al gabi karka. It's as if it's on the ground. And if it's as if it's on the ground, I shouldn't be able to be zoicha even in half. From the fact that I could be zoicha in half, and you could be zoich in half. Zoisei meres, you, when you picked it up, although you picked it up for yourself, must have also picked it up for me. And when you pick it up for me, it works. Thus, my hagba is a proper hagba, and vice versa. But the only way it makes sense for two people to be able to make hagba on a mitziah and to be zoiche even half is if we assume that each person's hagba could work for the other person. Because if each person's hagba can't work for the other person, then teyasa zu kemisha munachas agabi karka, vizu kemisha munachas agabi karka, v'lo yikne loize v'loize, elu lav shma amino, said Rami Bar Chama, must be a magbi a mitziah l'chaveiroi, Konoch Haver. There's no other way. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Oy, lemei melacha magbi metziel chaver lo konoch haver." Rava said, "I disagree." Rami Bar Chama, you're proving from here magbi metziel chaver konoch haver. I don't know if it's that. That's true. I'll tell you really lo konoch haver. V'hocha heinu taimo. You want to know why it works for two people to be able to pick up a metzia together? Why don't we say that it should be kemisha munachas al gabi karka? Here, migud zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre. Because in this case, the two people that are picking up this aveda are also being zoich in half the aveda for themselves. Once they're being zoich in half the aveda for themselves, so then it could be it's different. Then we can apply the concept of migu. This is the other migu that we always talk about. Migu as in sense, but migu de zochi lenafshe, being that I can be zoich in half for myself, memela I can be zoich in half for you as well. And that could be works. Meaning, if I want to pick up an av mitzia only for you, could be that doesn't work. Because it's going midin zochim la'adam shaloi b'fanav, and it could be that doesn't work. If, however, I want to pick up for me and for you, being that I could be zoicha for myself, that I for sure have a right to do, so could be there's a svara of migu, which is always a chiddush, whenever you find that svara of migu, but there is a svara of migu that says since, meaning even though really I shouldn't be able to pick it up for you, but being that I'm picking it up for me and for you, and once I'm being zoich in it for me, I have a right to be zoich in it for you. But it could be that hamagbia metziel chaveroi is loy karafai. Meaning you have to prove something from the fact that if two people find the metziah and they pick it up together, the aloch is their zoich in it. Because otherwise, teyasuzu kimisha munach zagabi karka. But Rav is telling Rami Bar Chama, I think tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Hedich, you have a right to go ahead and prove ad kidei kach that the aloch is going to be that hamagbia metziel chaveroi kana chaveroi. Maybe the only thing that you can prove is that migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavri. Now, granted, each one of these two things are chidushim, but at the same time, how do you know that you have a right to prove the bigger chidush? And Rava continued. He said, "Hey, I'll prove to you that there's a svara of migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavri shilu amal shulchai. Because if somebody would tell a shliach, say v'gnoivli, go steal for me v'ganav, and he would steal, so what would be the halacha? Pater, right? This is Hilchas Shlichus 101. Another sugya, by the way, that's coming up in 2 days. Daf Yud on the days is one of the greatest mekayres to the halach of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Right? So what happens if somebody tells a shliach, go steal for me, and he steals? Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Yet, v'shutfin shaganvu, this is a sugya in the end of Bava Kamo, chayovim, the halach is, they are going to be chayiv. My time, what's the reason? Meaning, if somebody tells a shliach to go steal for him, ain't shliach dvar avera. But if there's two shutfin and one of the shutfin goes and steals, the halach is they're both going to be chay. Now there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos right here. What this means? Rashi says that shutfin shaganvu means where one of the two shutfin stole, adas both of the shutfin. And Rashi says it's mefurish sugya in perik meruba dechayoven. You find that they're going to be chay. Tosfos says it's true. It's a mefurish sugya in perik meruba. That if one shutif steals on behalf of another shutif, the halach is they're both going to be chayav. But that sugi is talking about where the shutif was tavach u'machar, meaning they stole together, but one of the shutfin went and he was tavach u'machar. And Tosfos says that's different. Why? Because we know tvicha mechira is one of the shloisha ksuvim abon kecher. It's one of the three places where you find shliach l'dvar aveira. So it's not a chiddush that one shutif could do tvicha mechira on behalf of the other shutif. So because of that, Tosfos says you have to say shutfin shaganvu means shehigbiu shneim. They actually did the geneva together. It's something Be'ez Hashem we're going to get back to. A very important machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But either way, what's the halacha? We'll go with Rashi's pshat. If somebody tells a shliach, go steal for me, of course, ain't shliach dvar aveira. But shutfin shaganvu chayavim, what's the difference? La mishum daminu, migu dezoch lenafshe, zoch inami lechavri, shmamin. It must be because there's a new svara of migu dezoch lenafshe, being that this shutfin is stealing for himself, zoch inami lechavri. So Rabbi told Rami Bar Chama, I agree with you, zoysay meres something. But zoysay meres, migu dezoch lenafshe, zoch inami lechavri, lav dafka, zoysay meres, you could take it to the extreme and say, amagbiya mitzia lechavri, konechavri. So the Gemara now is going to focus on Rabbi, then it's going to focus on Rami Bar Chama. So again, what did Rabbi say? Rava said that the halacha is that if somebody wants to be zoicha in a metziah for himself and for somebody else, that's something he can do. If somebody sees a metziah and wants to be zoicha for himself, of course, that's in metziahs. If somebody sees a metziah and wants to be zoicha in it for someone else, that you can't do. Because although zachen la'adam shaloi b'fanav, but not b'makom shechav l'acher. If somebody sees a metziah and he wants to be zeichet for himself and for somebody else, migu du zachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre. It plays itself out with regards to two people who find a metziah and they want to be zeichet in it together. It seems to be implied somewhere in our Mishnah, we're going to get there, that the halacha is yachloiku. And that, says Rava, is true and only true because of migu d'zachi l'nafshi zachi nami l'chavre. Because if you wouldn't have this principle of migu d'zachi l'nafshi zachi nami l'chavre, then even though they're both picking it up together, but at the end of the day, I only have agbah on half, you only have agbah on half, klape me, the other half is munach zagabi klarka. Same is true for you, and as a result, none of us really have agbah, and nobody should get anything. The teretz is that I can make agbah for you, you can make agbah for me. Why? L'chura, it's zachin l'adam shloi b'fana, but it's chav l'achem. Oh, because migud zachin l'nafshei, zachin nami l'chavrei. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rava, Rava said, hashta da'am, and it's really not hashta da'amrit, but it's hashta, the Bach says, da'amri non, because Rava himself is the one that said this. Hashtag dom minon migu migu. Now that I just said there's a concept of migu, that what? Migu dozach lenafshe zach inam lechavre. Cheresh upikeach should be a mitzio. If a cheresh and a pikeach that find a mitzio together, mitoichshe kana cheresh, kana pikeach. Being that the cheresh is koina, the pikeach is going to be koina as well. So the background that we need for this Gemara, Rashi quotes it, it's a Mishnah Mesechta's Gittin Daft on Tersam at base, is that midai reis a cheresh out of a cotton can't be zoichen. In things. Dasacheres Machna, so that sheet is toast throughout Shas. But a Metziah where there is no Dasacheres Machna, if a Cheres Shoit of a cotton would find a Metziah and pick it up, the halach is, you wouldn't be able to be Zoich in it. The Mishnah says, Mipnei Darkei Sholem Chazal said, he should be able to have a Kinyan in it. Meaning, if a Pikeach sees a Metziah and he picks it up, he has a Geherig a Kinyan. If a Cheresh would see an Aveda, he would pick it up, he would have a Kinyan in it, but this is a Kinyan de Rabbanan, and it's not even a regular Kinyan de Rabbanan. If you remember, Rabbi Yossi in that Mishnah says, it's not Darkei Sholem, it's Gezel de Devrei, meaning he upgraded it a little bit. It's like a real Kinyan de Rabbana. Darkei Sholem is some inferior type of Kinyan de Rabbana. So said Rabbi, what happens if a Cheresh and a Pikeach together pick up a Metziah? Mitoich shekana Cheresh, being that the Cheresh is giddy bekoina his half, kana Pikeach, the Pikeach is giddy bekoina his half as well. Meaning we're going to say, migu de zochi Cheresh lenafshei, zochi nami the cheresh lechavrei, so that side the cheresh and side the pikeach are going to be zoicha. So the Gemara says, "Bishlam the cheresh kana." I understand why the cheresh should be kana. The kamag malei bendas, because the cheresh is picking up his half. That's something he can do mipnei darkei shalom. The other half he has to come on to help from the shutif. His shutif is a pikeach. He can make a regular kinyan. Migu dezach lenafshi zach inam lechavrei. El pikeach b'may kono. But how is the pikeach being kono? The pikeach could be kono his half, but he needs help from the cheresh. The cheresh, the Gemara's kashis, shouldn't be able to help him. Because although the cheresh has a kinyan mipnei darkei shalom, that's for him. But it's not enough of a kinyan for him to be able to pull off a migu dezach lenafshi zach inam lechavrei for the pikeach. So Gemara says, El Amy, you have to say just the opposite. Cheresh kono, pikeach loy kono. It's the cheresh that's kono. The pikeach is not koina. Meaning the cheresh is koina because the pikeach is koina for himself and he's zochi nami l'chavri for the cheresh. The cheresh, however, doesn't have the ability to be makna to the pikeach, and therefore the pikeach can't be koina. What's the problem with this? So the Gemara asks it in its language. Umay migu, then what is the migu? Meaning, if you're telling me that the pikeach is not koina, then how could the cheresh be koina? You're telling me that the cheresh could be koina, the pikeach can't be koina. How could the cheresh be koina? Because the pikeach could be koina for himself. And Rava just said, "Hashta damina, migu dozach lenafshi zochin nami lechavrei." But the pikeach can't be koina. Why? Because he needs the cheresh. So if he needs the cheresh, so there's no migu dozach lenafshi zochin nami lechavrei. Well, if the pikeach can't be koina, then how could the cheresh be koina? Umay migu freik the Gemara. What is the nusach of the migu? Migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavri. But if you just told me the pikeach is not koina, so then there's no zochi lenafshe. If there's no zochi lenafshe, we're going in circles. But the point is, migu was migu de zochi lenafshe. If you tell me the pikeach is not koina, so umay migu. So the Gemara says you're right. It's a different migu. Really, the pikeach is not koina. But you know what Rava meant when he said migu? He meant migu de shnei charoshim ba'al makonu. What would be if two charoshim together would find a metziah and they would pick it up of asachas? So there the halach is, there would be zoicha. Why? Because Rava just said migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavrei. And that's something you would have even for charoshim. What's the chiddush? Even though their whole kinyan is mipnei darkei shalom, it doesn't matter. They would have it. And being that they would be able to be zoich in it. Sahai nami koni. In this case, they'd be able to be zoich in it as the cheresh would be able to be zoich in it as well. Meaning, just like if the cheresh would pick it up with another cheresh, the halacha is the cheresh would get it because then you would have a regular migud zochin and nafshi zochin nami lechavri. If a cheresh picks it up together with a pikeach, again the cheresh could be zoich in his half. And the reason the cheresh could be zoich in his half is because of a migud, not migud zochi pikeach. Zochi cheresh, because the pikeach is not zoicha. But migo, if this cheresh would have picked it up with another cheresh, he would have been able to be zoicha. So too, if this cheresh picks it up with a pikeach, this is a new migo. The halach is, he would get it. So it's based on a true story, right? It's based on migo de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri. That's why Rav is talking about it right now. But the migo that Rav meant when he said the word migo was not the migo de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri in an acute sense, because over here the pikeach is not being zoicha anything, so you really don't have that migo. What he meant was migo de shnei charoshim, where you would have a migo de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri. So to here, where you don't have the migo de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavri, it would work. But the Gemara says, "Hi, Mai, I have a problem with this." Im timtzoloimer, meaning afilu im timtzoloimer, hamak bi amitzil lechaveri kana chaveri. Let's take the biggest makel in this sugya, Rami Bachama. He holds hamak bi amitzil lechaveri kana chaveri. Hani mili hechad the kamag bili adaita the chaveri. It's pashut. The only time that works is if the person would pick it up adaita the chaveri. Hi. In this case, adaita didei kamag bili. Over here, the pikeach, when he picked it up, he picked it up for himself. Iu loikani. If he can't be koine, Lachrini makni, how can it be maknid for somebody else? So it's very sussum what the Gemara means to say. Rashi doesn't explain it. But l'chura, what the Gemara means to say is like this. This whole idea of migud zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavre, it's not a chuk of a tlula, it's not a joke. It's a real thing. Meaning, hamakbiya mitzia lechavre kana chavre. I pick it up, adas you. If your whole toifus l'balchoy b'mokm shechav l'acherim works, you still say zochi l'an b'shloy b'fanav, it's going to work. Good. Migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavre works also with the methodology of kinyanim. I could be zoichin it for myself, and if I have a mind to be zoichin it for myself and to be zoichin it for you, migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavre. You can't have a migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavre if the person can't be zoichin it for himself. Migu de shnei charoshin. I hear it sounds good, but at the end of the day, can't be that's what Rava's migu was. Because how's the kinyan happening? A kinyan has to work with a gather. A pikeach and a cheresh, pick it up. The cheresh is zoicha because if two charoshim would have picked it up. What does that even mean? English, please. Right? It has no havan in the world. The Gemara is bringing out in a little bit of a geshmak away. Meaning, even if you hold a makbiya mitzia lechaveri kona chaveri, you're the biggest mako, but it has to work with methodology of kinyonim. You have to pick it up adasim. So migud zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechaveri also has to be where I pick it up adasmi and adas you, and I'm zoichin it, and migu you're zoichin it. In this case, if the pikeach is not zoichin it, there's no way the cheresh can be zoichin it. What? Migu because tu charoshim, you have the lumdis of, and the back end of how kinyana work. Over here, there's no back end. So if there's no back end, there can't be a front end. That's the Gemara's kasha. It doesn't make any sense. Elo, you have to say that what Rava meant something else. Again, we're all trying to figure out what Rava said. Rava said something that was a little bit sus, and we're not sure what he meant. So we took a few shots here. Maybe migu was migu de shnei charosh. What? Right? The Gemara is just trying to work this through. Elo, this is obviously what Rava meant. He meant to say that if a cheresh and a pikeach find the mitzvah and they pick it up together, mitoich shaloi kana pikeach, being that the pikeach can't be koina. Why can't the pikeach be koina? Because he needs to come out to the cheresh can't be machne. The cheresh won't be able to be koinin either because of this. Galgul hachoyz. If a chitema says the Gemara, you'll ask, Maishna mishnei charoshim. Why is it different than shnei charoshim? Meaning, why is a pikeach and a cheresh different than two charoshim? So really, we can hit the pause button right here and we can ask the Rishonim's kasha, which is Maishna mishnei charoshim. We just explained it. Shnei charoshim, over there, you have the methodology, you have the back end, because you have two people that have the same koyach hakinyan, migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavre. That's Rav Shita. With a pikeach and a cheresh, it doesn't work because the cheresh can't be makna for the pikeach, thus the pikeach can't be koina, and therefore he can't be makna back to the cheresh. You end up with nothing. So it's a little bit tzarech bir, ayin berishayna. But either way, for Eitig Gemara, why is it that a cheresh and a pikeach, no one's koina, but two charoshim, that both koina? So the Gemara says, Hasam, tekinu le rabbanon. The rabbanon made a special takana by two charoshim, to lay osi lintsuya, because we didn't want that fights should break out, right? Mipnei darkei shalom. That's the whole point. We want that charoshim should be able to make a kinyan, two charoshim should be able to make a kinyan. That was the whole objective of mipnei darkei shalom, a cheresh has kinyanim. But hocha, as it relates to a pikeach and a cheresh picking up together, even if we're going to say that the cheresh is not koina, it's not the end of the world. You know why? Because mei ma'ama, the cheresh is going to say pikeach like koni. The pikeach is not koina, I'm not akni. So why do I have to be any better than the pikeach? Meaning, the reason Chazal did not institute a Darkei Shalom in the case of the Pikeach and the Cheresh, because they didn't feel it was necessary. Meaning, although Chazal always instituted a Darkei Shalom, but over here, they didn't feel it was necessary, which is really the Gemara's Kasha Maishna, Ayin Berishayna. But either way, but the point is, Shtucha Roshim, they felt that it was necessary to have a Darkei Shalom. Over here, it wasn't necessary to have a Darkei Shalom, and being that it wasn't necessary to have a Darkei Shalom, so therefore, it's going to be okay. Either way, going back to Rami Bar Chama now. What did Rami Bar Chama say? Zoy Soy Meres, HaMagbiya, Metziya, L'Chaveiroi, Kana Chaveiroi. Where did he see it? He saw it in our Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if two people find a Metziah and they pick it up at the same time, what's the halacha? Yachloiku. Zok the Gemara. Amalei Rav Achabrei, the Rav Adol, the Rav Ashi. The Yukad, the Rami Bar Chama, Mehecha. Where did Rami Bar Chama see in our Mishnah that if two people find a Metziah together, the halacha is Yachloiku. In name of Mereisha. Did he see it? The Gemara is going to chazer over the whole Mishnah. It's going to be Gishmak. Did he see it in the first halacha of the Mishnah? What's the first halacha of the Mishnah? Shnaim, Lichsa Metals. Right, what's the halacha? The halacha is yachloiku. Oh, so you see, two people walking with a talis, they picked it up, v'as achas, thus the halacha is yachloiku. But the Gemara says, who said they picked it up, v'as achas? In fact, that's not even what they're saying. Hosam hai komar kula shali, v'ano agbata kula, v'hai omar kula shali, v'ano agbata kula. That is precisely not what's going on in the Mishnah. What's going on in the Mishnah is each person is saying Ani Mitzosia, and we're dividing it because we don't know what to do. But the point is, where do you see that if they would actually literally pick it up together, then me Ikar Adin, they would each be a Bailam on half. Maybe it's from the next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, why did we need that second part of the Mishnah, which is the first Kasha in the Sechtes Bava Mitzia, right? Why do you need Zayim Akulishli Vizayim Akulishli? Didn't you already say Zaymar Nimitz Asiyah Zaymar Nimitz Elmi Mishnah Yisera? Must be it's a Mishnah Yisera. Shmami, no, you know what it's coming to teach me? That Hamagbia Mitzia L'Chaveroi Kana Chaveroi. It's from the Mishnah Yisera of Zaymar Kulishli Vzaymar Kulishli that we learn Hamagbia Mitzia L'Chaveroi Kana Chaveroi. Now this line is also a little bit sasim Ayin B'Rishayna, but one mahalach that the Rishayim speak out Pashu Pshat in the Gemara is that the point of the Mishnah Yisera is that the reason we say Yachloiku in our Mishnah is because we acknowledge that it's possible that Mi'ikar Adin, it's supposed to be Yachloiku. Meaning, we're not saying Yachloiku because we think they picked it up together. That's not what they're saying. It's highly unlikely that that would have happened. And as a result, it's probably not what happened. We're saying Yachloiku because it's Maman Amotu B'Safik, and therefore what we're saying is Yachloiku. They're both Eichsen, etc., etc. But the point is that if it was not possible that the Ikar Adin was Yachloiku, then we wouldn't have said Yachloiku. How would it be possible that the Ikar Adin is Yachloiku if they picked it up together? Oh, must be. If they pick it up together, it's Yachloiku. And that's Rami Bar Chama's Lois Emeris. And by the way, if this Svara sounds familiar, the Gemara already read it Adarich in some of the Shakla Vatar earlier in the Perek. So being that it's possible that that's what happened, it's probably why that. Now, it's not Muchach it has to be that way, but Rami Bar Chama said, I see it somewhere in the Mishnah. You know where I see it in the Mishnah? I see it from the Mishnah Yaseir. Zoymer Kulishli, Zoymer Kulishli is teaching me this Neufach. Right? Just to be clear, Rami Bar Chama doesn't see in Shnai Moichs and Metalis Yachloiku, because maybe the Allah is Yachloiku, regardless of whether it's possible that really the Din is Yachloiku. But Heyois is already a Mishnah Yaseir that's coming to teach me something. I don't know what it's coming to teach me. So it says Rami Bar Chama, maybe this is what it's coming to teach me. But the Gemara says that very nice, but is Zoy Makulishali Vizoy Makulishali a Mishnah Yaseira? Vaikimna, we already use Zoy Makulishali Vizoy Makulishali to teach me something. Reisha b'metziya v'seifa b'mekachamamker. We used it already to know that the halach of Shnai Maichs Metalis is true, whether Zoy Makulishali, the fighting over a Metziya, or whether Zoy Makulishali, the fighting over who actually bought this. So it's not a Kroy Yaseira, says the Gemara. Elami Seifa, maybe the Raya is from the Seifa. Zoy Makulishali Vizoy Mechetziashali. So what did the Mishnah say? He says kulishali, he says chetziashali. So chetzia, everyone's moedon, that goes to the person that says kulishali. On the other half, it's a regular shnai moichs and metalis. Zeyushava, they divide it in half. Meaning, if everybody swears, the person that said kulishali is going to get shloisha chalokim, he's going to get three quarters, and the one that said chetziashali is going to get a revia, he's going to get a quarter. Now, asulamali. We know this already. What's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? It's back of the envelope arithmetic, literally. Elami Mishnah Yaseir, Shma Mina, Magbiya Metziya L'Chaveir, Kana Chaveir. It's a Mishnah Yaseir, and it's probably coming to teach me this. So this is the Mishnah Yaseir where we see this Nakuda. The only reason we say Yachloiku is because we acknowledge the fact that it could be its emes. But the Gemara says, how do you know that that case is even a case of Metziya? Meaning, because we already established that the Mishnah is talking about Mitzia and Mekka Chamemka. In the case of Zoy Mekulishli, the Zoy Mekulishli, right? Zoy Mani Mitzia is Mitzia, Zoy Mekulishli is Mekka Chamemka. How do you know that the Ze Oimer Kulishli, the Ze Oimer Chetzishli is in a Mitzia Diga case? Dilma b'mekach umemker. Maybe the case is mekach umemker. Now the Gemara says, v'chi teima ibe mekach umemker maila meimer. What's the Chiddush? Meaning, Bishloim, if it's Mitzia, so we're telling us a Chiddush in Mitzia. Rami Bar Chama Zalacha. But if it's mekach umemker, so what would be the Chiddush? I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. It's result, I mean, I would have thought, hey, become a Chetzishli, the person that said Chetzishli, lehevi kim meshav aveda, the lifter. Maybe the person that said Chetzishli is a meshav aveda. Why is he a meshav aveda? Because two people walk into Bezin holding on to a talis. Each person could say Kulishli. The one that said Chetzishli is a meshav aveda. He's returning the other Chetzi. I would have thought that if he's a meshav aveda, he shouldn't swear based on the Mishnah Perikanazokian, right? Rabbi Akiva's Memra in Slom Dinarim, that a meshav aveda never swears. Kamash Malan, that he has to swear. And the reason is because you're only a meshav aveda if we think for sure you're a do-gooder, right? We think for sure what you're doing now is something that you really don't have to do. But in the minute it's possible that you just look like a good guy, but really you have evil motives, so in that case, the halacha is going to be different. And over here, that's a possibility. Why? Because the hayirumi kamayrim. It's possible that this person really is a mayrim. The savar, because he made the following cheshbon. Yeah, I made a kulashli. If I say kulashli in bitnei shtabuy, I'm going to have to swear. No, emahachi. Let me say chetz yishli. Da'avi kameshav aveda v'iftar. It's like this. I'll be a meshav aveda, and I'll be off the hook, and I'm not going to have to swear. But the point is, there is a chiddush in ze'oy mekulashli v'ze'oy mechetz yishli. That has nothing to do with even Mitzia, could be related to Mekach HaMemker, that you're not a Meshav Aveda, thus you don't have a Mishnah Yisrael to teach me Rami Bachamaz Halacha. So how do you know Rami Bachamaz Halacha? Elamaya, maybe you know it from the next part of the Mishnah. If two people walk into Beis Din riding on a behemoth, so what's the Mishnah again? Yachoyke B'Shua, Hasfu Lamali. Right, this is already redundant. Elam Mishnah Yisrael, Shema Mina, must be Amay Bia Mitzia L'Chaveira, Kana Chaveira. Again. At this point, it's only a Mishnah Yaseira, right? Because the case of Shnayim Reichman is not even a case of two people finding an Aveda and picking it up together. Maybe they both wrote on it together. I am Rishayna Bubachrayna. But for Dafyomi purposes, it's a Mishnah Yaseira. And this Mishnah Yaseira is coming to teach me this halacha of Amakbiya, Mitzil, Chaver, Kanachvera. And why would our Mishnah teach it to me? Because there's some methodology to it in terms of understanding maybe why the psak of the Mishnah is Yachloiku. But the Gemara says, V'dilma hakam ashmalon, there's a chiddush in the case of Hoyushnaim Reich and Agabi Behema. And that is the Reich of Nami Kani. Maybe the chiddush is that if somebody rides on something, it's a kinyan. Now, this is going to be the topic of Amid Beis, that Reichiv is considered a kinyan. The reason Reichiv is a chiddush is considered a kinyan because in order to be kindness on, you have to do Mashiach usually, or lift it up. But when you're Reichiv, you're not lifting it, and you're also not being moishechet, and being that you're not being moishechet, so maybe that's what the chiddush over here is. Elo b'seifa, you know what the rai is from the seifa, and this is going to be the rai, right? The nigun changes now. It's mi seifa. Bisman shei moidin. What did it say at the end of the Mishnah, right? The very cryptic Maila Memra part of the Sefer. It said that if they're both Moida, two people are Ichsa Metalis, and they're both Moida, or there's Edom that they both founded, Cholkim B'lo Yishfuah, Talach is Cholkim B'lo Yishfuah. But what is the case? Even Mekachom Emker, if it's talking about Mekach HaMemker, meaning the Moida that we bought it together, or Edom come and they say, we know that Shutfin, right? It's not his, they bought it at the same time. Tzrich HaMemker, what's the Chiddush? Elolah B'Mitzia. Must be it's talking about Mitzia. And the Moida that they picked it up together, or their Edom that come and say that they picked it up together, and that's a Chiddush. You know what the Chiddush is? Shema Mina, HaMakbiya Mitzia L'Chaver, Kana Chaver. For Rabba Amalacha, Rabba's going to tell Rami Bar Chama, one second, I understand you see something, but not necessarily as much as you think. You know what you see? That much I agree with you. That much you're going to see. But more than that, you're not necessarily going to see. Just to speak out one ha'ara before we go weiter, because the parsha is just going too fast. Migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre. So, Rava said that zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav. Stating that, b'makom shechav l'acherim, you can't be zoicha. But if you want to be zoicha for yourself and for somebody else, then we say, Migu de Zochi lenafshe, Zochi nami lechavre. And Rava said, Teida, I'll prove to you that's the case. Meaning, I'll prove to you that although we don't say, Zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav b'makom shechav l'acherim, But if I'm being zoicha for myself and for someone else, then there's already a svara of migu, migu as in since, not koyachatayno, migu as in since, migu de zochi lenafshe, znochi nami lechavre. And what was Rava's raya? His raya was, she'ilu amal ashluchay tsei vignoifli, v'gon apot. If somebody would tell a shlich, go ganva for me, and he would steal for him, so what's the halacha? The halacha is he would be potter, en shlichot varavera, stating that, shutfin shagonvu chayovim. If one shutif goes and he steals on behalf of this partnership, then the halacha is they're both considered ganov. I, what happened to Enshlich Dvar Avera must be because being that the Shutif was able to steal for himself, for that he can make Kinyon Geneva, Migu de Zochi Lenafshei, Zochi Nami Lechavrei, and therefore in this case, even the other Shutif is going to be on the hook as being a ganov. Fake Rab Kiveger, and he plied Sorechi. And really, this kasha goes to the gut of understanding the sugya of Migu de Zochi Lenafshei, Zochi Nami Lechavrei. He says, if you'd ask me, it's poshut that the way migu de zochel nafshei zochel nami lechavrei works is midin zochel l'adam shloi b'fanav. Meaning, the story of migu de zochel nafshei zochel nami lechavrei starts with once upon a time there was a halacha known as zochel l'adam shloi b'fanav. Now, there's limitations to zochel l'adam shloi b'fanav. B'makom shachav l'acherim b'seder. Rami Bar Chama holds that's not an issue. Rava holds it is an issue. But migu de zochel nafshei is going to be zochel nami lechavrei. But at the end of the day, when a person is being zoicha lechavrei, albeit with the migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei, it's working with the parsha of zochi l'adam shloi b'vanav. Now, schia is mitam shlichos. Ain't shlich l'dvar avera. So fake up kiveger, vos pas migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei as it relates to shutfin shaganvu. Rava said the yisoid of shutfin shaganvu is migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei. How could you have a migud zochi nafshei zochi nami lechavrei? Schia is mitam shlichos and ain't shlichot varaver. Now, Reb Kivega doesn't speak it out, but you have to speak out that although it's mevuah, there's a svara of migud zochi nafshei zochi nami lechavrei, which works even in a case where schia doesn't work. But where you find it is with regards to the halacha of hatoyfus l'balchay b'makom shachav l'acherim. Thus, says there's a halacha of zochi l'adam shaloi b'fanav. Where even though you didn't make me into a shliach, you could make me. It's as if you made me into a shliach, and I can operate as if I'm your shliach. That's limited with a halacha that says that if me being your shliach is going to come at the expense of somebody else, so then it's not going to work. That's not a limitation in hilchas shlichus. I could be your shliach even if it's chav l'acherim. It's a limitation in the sugi of schiyah. So over there, Reb Kiveger, Rava was mechadish that migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei lets me look away from the fact that it's chav l'acherim. Because being that I could be zoicha for myself even though it's chav l'acherim, and I am being zoicha for myself even though it's chav l'acherim, so then there's a concept of migu which you find in surprising places in Shas. That migu de zochi lenafshei, yeah, migu de havidoifelin in sukkah, havidoifelin in Shabbos. What does that mean? I don't know. That's what this means too. But the point is that being that I could do it for myself, so too I could do it for you. But at the end of the day, schiyuk is shlichus. And if ain't shlich ledvar avera, that means this thing is bechefzusoy, bemahusoy, muf from a parish of schir and a parish of shlichus. So how in the world can migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei override the concept of ein shlich l'dvar aver? This Reb Kiveger's kashi plays sarachin. Vashtei tzach all the lumbin say that you see from here that migu de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavrei is not really a regular din schir mitam shlichus. That's the easy part. You have to come up with the nusach. Reb Kiveger's kasha is a starke kasha. He assumed that the glatter way to understand this is at the end of the day it's working with schir mitam shlichos, and based on this, Kivega bleibt zarechin. Zok digmar vayta hoy shnayim roichin. So the Mishnah said, what happens if two people walk into Beis Din? Not oichsim betalis, but rather two people walk into Beis Din roichven al gabi behema. Oicho yechad roichven echad manig. One person was riding on an animal, and the other person was leading the animal. So same Mishnah. Ze oimer kula shali, ve ze oimer kula shali. Ze yishava she'en lo b'pachas michetzio, ve ze yishava she'en lo b'pachas michetzio. Ve yachloiku, and the halacha is yachloiku. So the Gemara now, Amud Beis is going to go fairly quickly, is going to focus on a person who wants to acquire the animal, or
person that wants to acquire a animal, there's no reason this animal is the animal with the hey idea, he hasn't done anything yet that should give him that status. But the point is, somebody wants to acquire an animal, and we're going to discuss how that works. You can acquire an animal by being manic the animal, leading it, or acquire an animal by riding it. Al zeh anu danin. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, the names matter. Amali Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told me. Shamet minei de Mar Shmuel Tarkid. I heard two things from Mar Shmuel. By the way, this is like Seyda Adairis 101. Rav Yosef is a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who is a Talmud of Shmuel. Right? The fact that Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Shmuel, that's easy. Am Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Am Rav Yehuda Mar Rav, throughout Shas. You learn Gemara for one day, you know that. Rav Yosef's a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, is a little less easy. But either way, Rav Yosef said that Amali Rav Yehuda, that Eber Rav Yehuda told me that he heard from Mar Shmuel, from the master Shmuel, Tarti, two things. One Benegeya Rochuv, and one Benegeya Manik. One Benegeya is someone that's riding an animal, and one Benegeya is someone that's leading an animal. Chad Kani v'chad Leikani. And he said that Shmuel said regarding one of them, you could be Kani. I mean, you could be Kaina with Rochuv or Manik, and you cannot be Kani with Rochuv or Manik. But I have no idea which is which. But this is what Rav Yehuda told Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, I heard from Rav Yehuda, who said that Mar Shmuel said, with regards to Rochuv or Manik, one is Kani, the other one is not Kani, I'm not sure which. And he left us hanging. So the Gemara says, hey Chidoni, let's try to understand what Shmuel was talking about. When Shmuel said, Rochuv or Manik, chad Kani, v'chad Leikani, he meant that you have an animal, it's hefker, and you want to be zoichin it. You want to be zoichin al yedei being roichiv the behema? You want to be zoichin al yedei being manig the behema. So Shmuel said, one of them works, the other one doesn't work. Says the Gemara, can't be. Manig l'chudei mi'ikim man da'amat laikani. Is there anyone in the world that holds that if you're manig the behema, you're not going to be koina? To be manig the behema is what we know as meshicha. And if that's meshicha, of course meshicha is koina. Who in the world doesn't hold that meshicha is koina? Now, Tosfos says there is a man da'amat that holds meshicha is not koina. It's the Shita of Reb Shimon. It's in the Mishnah Kedusha Chafayim with Beis. Top Tosfos on the Yom Adayin Sham. But for our purposes, no one in the world holds that meshicha is not koina. There's no way that Shmuel would have had that. Meaning, and if Shmuel said that something is not koina, Rachav u'de ikulamema, it has to be Rachav. And that can't be. Meaning, if Shmuel was talking about Rachav l'chudei and Manig l'chudei, then this whole exchange has no havana. Because for sure, what Shmuel meant was that Manig l'chudei is koina and Rachav l'chudei is not koina. We don't have information that Rachav l'chudei is not koina, but we know for sure Manig l'chudei is koina. And if one is koina, one is not koina, so process of elimination, it's no question that's what it is. Ella, you have to say that what Shmuel was talking about was Rochuv b'makom manik, where two people wanted to be koin in something b'vas achas. One person was Rochuv, and the other person was manik. Ibayale, and that was his shayla. Meaning, Shmuel held that manik is koina. That's easy. Everyone holds manik is koina. And he held Rochuv is also koina. Stating that, his question was, when one person is being Rochuv and the other person is being manik, who's better? Rochuv adif. Do we say the person riding the animal is better? That toughest part. Because he's riding it, right? Ein lecha hayras bailus gedoyim mizu. What's a kinyan? A kinyan is you act as if, right? Fake it until you make it. That's what a kinyan is. Act as if it's yours, and then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It actually becomes yours. So if you're riding an animal, so that's showing bailus. That's the better of the two options. Or maybe it's better to be manik. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're doing meshicha. So this is something that's worth just highlighting for a minute, and that is that when a person rides an animal, Rashi speaks to that a few times, it's not considered manik, it's not considered meshicha. Now you're riding the animal, it sounds like it is meshicha, so maybe the animal's not moving, but whatever. The point is, for our purposes, roichev is not considered meshicha. Manik, I'm being moshech the animal. When I'm riding the animal, I'm not doing meshicha. Thus, it's really a little more obvious that manig is a kinyan than roichiv is, because we know for sure meshicha works. Stating that, if we determine that roichiv is a kinyan, then there's a tzad that maybe roichiv is actually the better kinyan. But either way, the Gemara says it has to be. That's what the shayla was. The shayla was, where two people want to be zoichin an animal. One person was roichiv the animal, the other person was manig the animal. The question is, do we assume that one of these two kinyanim are better than the other? And if so, which one? Is roichiv adif? Why? Because see, mamish, he's tough as ba, he's chapping on the animal. Or maybe the manig is better, because at the end of the day, he's doing the meshicha. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef continued, and he said, Amali Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda told me, Nechsi Anan, let's see if we can figure it out. So again, Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Yehuda told him that he heard from the Rebbe Shmuel, Reichav Amanik, Chad Kani V'chad Loikani. Meaning, when two people, one acquires something at the same time, one Al Yedei being Reichav, the other one Al Yedei being Manik, one of the two is better, I just don't know which is the better two. So Rabbi Yehuda continued, It's Rabbi Yehuda talking, and he said, let's see if we can explain it. The Tan, we learned in a Mishnah, this is a Mishnah, Masechet Kalayim, Hamanig. If someone's manig, Rashi says, Ashor and Achamar together, right? So we're getting involved in Kalayim here. So if it's our boy, that loch is, he gets Malkus, that Yosha Bekoroin, and if somebody is sitting on a wagon that's being led by a Shor Nechamor, also Soifek is Arba. Rameir Poiter is a Yosha Bekar. Rameir says the person sitting in the wagon is going to be potter. Now, said Rav Yehuda, Umid Apich Shmuel, I know that the Rebbe Shmuel, when he would say over this Mishnah, he would flip the names. V'tani, he would say, V'chacham and Poiter as a Yosha Bekar. That it's not Rameir that's Pater the Yosha Bekar, it's the Chachamim that Pater the Yosha Bekar. Now, Rashi says that the reason Shmuel used to switch the names is not because he had a different gersa. The reason he switched it is because he wanted that the Chachamim should be the one that appointed, because he wanted people to chap that's the halacha. And being that the rule usually is yachid v'rabim halachik v'rabim, so he did a little switcheroo. No one's looking to make sure that the halacha would be disseminated the way it's supposed to be disseminated. But what do you see from here? What is Shmuel Shita? If Shmuel was mapech, and he went to these literally great lengths to change a girsa and a mishnah so that the chachamim should be the ones that hold that if you're Yosha Bekarin, you're going to be potter. So Shmam, you know, you see from here, rochav l'chudei loikani, that if somebody rides an animal by himself, meaning even if someone is not being managed, just being roichiv is not considered an act of doing something, an act of ishtamshus with the animal. And if that's the case, for koshkin rochav b'makom manig is going to have to be the same way. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda said that, I can't remember what Shmuel said, but I'll tell you, I have a raya l'chura from something else that Shmuel said, because I know Shmuel in the Mishnah Masechtas Kalayim change the girsa to make it that if someone's Yoshev Bekarin, he's not Soifik as Arbam, it's not considered Malkus. So sitting in a wagon is not considered a Maisa enough for you to get Malkus. If it's not considered a Maisa enough for you to get Malkus, then so too it shouldn't be considered a Maisa enough for it to be a Kenyan. Oh, by the way, even Lechude, because the case of Yoshev Bekarin, there's nobody, you know, fighting on the other end, and still you see it's nothing. So Kal v'chomer, in the case where two people are going together, you want to know who's going to be the one that's going to be kinda. It's pashit that the manig is the one that's going to be kinda. So who said all this? Rav Yosef said this. So Rav Yosef says that I heard from Rav Yehuda, who told me in the name of Mar Shmuel, that Mar Shmuel said something, he couldn't remember what he said, and Rabbi Yehuda said, let's see if we can figure it out. I'm going to the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Hazimnin Sagi and Amrit La Nechsi Anan, Vilei Amrit La Meshmeid Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaya always had a comment on what Rabbi Yosef said. In this case, we'll see, there's another issue in the Gemara, he had no issue with the toichin of what Rabbi Yosef said, but it was like a little bit of a nitpick. He says, you told this to me once, and I remember when you told it to me, you said that you heard from Rabbi Yehuda, who said from Shmuel, and you didn't say Rabbi Yehuda figured it out from the Mishnah. You said that you figured it out from the Mishnah. So why are you changing the narrative? Right? I remember you said Nechsi Anan. That Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said Nechsi Anan. You were the one that said Nechsi Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef fought back. He told him, Ivra, I am positive that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said Nechsi Anan, and not just that, Udochir Nanami. And I also remember what I told Rabbi Yehuda in response. The Amrilei, I told him, Hey Chipashi, Ma Rochem Yoshev. How are you proving a Rochem from a Yoshev? Two different things. There's a difference, again, we're not farmers, but there's a difference between riding on an animal and sitting on a wagon that's being schlepped by animals. Yoshev Loitof is B'Maisera. And the difference is that when somebody is sitting, he's not holding on to the Meisera. Rochav Tafas B'Meisera, as opposed to someone that's riding, he is holding on to the Meisera. When somebody rides an animal, he holds on to the Meisera. So we always touch the Meisera as the reins. Truth is, the Meisera is the bridle. It's me, Indian, Le'Indian, Ba'isa, Indian. I think the reins is fine. But the point is, yeah, you're hopping onto the actual animal. When you're sitting in the wagon, right? You're sipping a coffee. You're sitting in the back. You're not holding... Exactly. Cigarette. You're sitting in the back. And as a result, you're not doing anything. And being that you're not doing anything, over there, it's definitely going to be different. So either way, sir, Yosef says, I even remember I told Rabbi Yehuda, what sheikh is? You're telling to a Yosef the garden to somebody that's riding on the animal? The two things are very... Rav Shmuel, Vamali, and he told me back, Rav Shmuel, not Rav Shmuel, Vamali, he told me, Rav Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, the Rav and Shmuel both said, Meisera loikani. He says, no, don't tell me, Meisera makes no difference. Because holding on to the reins is neither here nor there. Seder, and as a result, there's no difference between a Reichiv and between a Yoshe Bekarin. And if a Yoshe Bekarin is not considered a Zach, you're not Soifik Zabam and Hilchas Kalayim, then so too, Reichiv is not going to be a Kinyan. It is a group sheet. Ikadami, some have a slightly different version of this aforementioned exchange. That after Rabbi Yosef said what he said, Amalei Abaya, so Abaya told him not. Right, what was the first version? After Rabbi Yosef says what he says, Abaya says, you are saying now that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who was poishted from the Mishnah Kalayim. I remember you were the one that was poishted from the Mishnah Kalayim. In the second version, Abaya asks Rabbi Yosef Akasha. He said, hey, chi poshin mar, rochem Yosef. How was mar, Rabbi Yehuda, able to be poishted, rochem Yosef? Yosef loy tofes ben moiseir, rochem tofes ben moiseir. So in this Lishna, Abaya is asking the Kasha that Rabbi Yosef asked Rabbi Yehuda in the first Lishna. But either way, he says, how you Shtelling two, Reichiv to Yosef. One is a Meiser, the other is a Meiser. Amalei, he told him, Hachi Tani Idi, this is what Idi said, Meiser Leikani, that the Meiser is not Koina, and being that the Meiser is not Koina, so it's neither here nor there. Itmanami, Amrav Chelbe, Amrav Huna, Meiser Mechavei Reikana. If somebody wants to be Koina, an animal from his friend, then handing over the reins, giving him the Meiser, you're going to be Koina. Ubimitsia, ubinechse hager loikani. However, when it comes to Mitsia and nechse hager, if you want to be Zoichem and a Hefger, over there the Meiser is not going to be Koina. The Gemara says, my Lashem Meiser, what does the word Meiser even mean? Amar Rava, Rava said, Idi Azberli, I heard this from Idi, Ka'adam ha-Meiser dava lechadera. The word Meiser, the reason the word Meiser was used to describe the reins is because when people would hand over an animal, that's how they would hand it over. They hand over the reins. And as a result, that is good for the etymology of the word. That's why the word is called Meiser. And the Gemara just explains why it is that Meiser is koina when you're being koina mechaver, but Meiser is not koina if you're being koina minahafku. Because bishleima mechaver koina bishleima from your friend, you could be koina. Why the kamasalei chaver? Because your friend is giving it to you. I mean, that's the whole point. Meiser is not you hop onto the Meiser, you make a kinyan. The point is, when the animal is transferred over, that's good for why it's called Meiser. When it's transferred over, that's where the kinyan is. So if you've been kinder from somebody, you have it. Elvin, Mitzia, Benichse Ager, Manka Masle, Delikni. But as it relates to Mitzia and Nechse Ager, there's nobody on the other side that's handing over the animal. I mean that there's nobody on the other side that's handing over the animal. So it's for that reason over there, you would not be able to be kinder. We are going to stop a little bit abruptly, as this Gemara is going to very much continue into tomorrow's daf. No, we'll stop here.